Around $86,000 in grant money is available, according to Joe DeRose. He's a spokesman with the Wisconsin Historical Society.
10% of the federal funds that go to these state historic preservation offices need to be made available for use by what are called certified local governments. These are units of government that have met specific preservation standards and have qualified for the program.
La Crosse County is one of only two counties in the state that qualify. Vicki Twindy-Javner is chair of the county's Historic Sites Preservation Commission. Twindy-Javner says they're looking to apply for around $6,500 to $7,500 to do research on a possible Mormon settlement in the county.
There has been local history that the Mormons had settled in that area at one time. It's kind of rare to have that because they were such a small religious group.
Twindy-Javner says they want to gain the backing of landowners there in hopes of nominating buildings on the site for the National Register of Historic Places. DeRose with the Historical Society says it's important regions preserve as much natural history as possible.
It's what gives areas character. It's what keeps communities from looking all the same. That's one of the things I like about my job. I get a chance to see these resources and go, no, that's really cool. That's something you just don't see anywhere else in the state.
DeRose says in addition to La Crosse County, several local governments, including the cities of Janesville, Milwaukee, and Racine, can apply. Applications are due in November. Grants will be awarded early next year. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.